Come on and sing that, and then Elder Martin is going to come. Come on, old man, and just get ready. Come on and sing that song. I like those kinds of songs. Like the dance. Hallelujah. And then after that, I want to anoint us all with oil. As we prepare for the seesawing time to begin after this day, we began to sow the proper thing.
praise Yahweh,
praise Yahweh.
Two or three verses I'm going to read to show you where the people of Yahweh missing, where we coming short.
Yes.
I'm going to start in Dr. Hunter John 31, 8, 31, and 32. Okay, say, then Joshua to those Jews which believe on him. Say, what he's saying, Joshua, the Jews believe on him. Just like we believe on him, but that's no good. We got to believe in him.
That's all right, my brother.
And when we believe in him, we got to walk in the truth,
yeah,
and the right. So that's where they mess up. I'm going to finish up. I got
yes.
to finish.
Come on.
And, okay, where I'm at. And you continue in my word, then are you my disciple indeed.
Yes.
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
That's true.
That's the only thing we don't have to have. We don't have the truth. Yeah. The order to be free. If we don't walk in the truth, we're not going to free. Not going to be free.
That's right.
So we have to walk in the truth. So I'm going to go to 7 and 16 and 17. To show you where we coming short at. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so Joshua answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine. He was saying, my discipline is not mine. It's come from the Father that sent me. But he that sent me, if any man will do his will, he shall know other doctrine, where it be Abba, or where I speak of myself. Okay. So, I'm going to. So he was saying he wasn't speaking of himself. He was speaking of the Father from above. He the one sent him. He couldn't do nothing without the Father, because the Father sent him. So he was letting them know that. But it seemed like a competition since believing on him and him, but it's not.
No, it isn't.
It's not there.
I like that.
I'm going to go to 8:31 and 32. Then, you see where you say, if you continue in my word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he went there. Then say Joshua to those Jews which believe on him. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciple indeed. So what he was telling them, see, the Baptists, they believe on Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
The who them to believe on Yahweh?
Mm-hmm.
All the religious system. Baptist, the Presbyterian, we used to do Solid Rock when I'm coming. We had Solid Rock Church, Galilee. What I'm saying, all the religious, they believe on him.
Yes.
But they don't believe in him.
That's
so we say we believe on him.
Mm-hmm.
That's no good. We got to be in him. Because when we believe in him, we will walk in the truth. We will walk in the light. Then, if we walk in the truth and walk in the light, then we'll be free. We'll be free from our sin, our rebellion, our household family, our natural family that don't have no interest in Yahweh or you are. Yes, but you're the one deceived. They're not deceived.
Yes.
So we have to be wise and do what the words say. So all of them believe, but they believe on. They don't believe in. We cannot be like them. We got to believe in. Because if we believe in, then we'll be free from this world and be free from the care of the life that we see the wicked showing us and blinding us, that we grab over these things and the word choke out what Yahweh had put in us. So we got to be wise and do what Yahweh say. So all of them believe. So we can't do that.
No, we can't.
No, no good. And okay. And my word that I'm in thee, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So the truth will make you free. The world won't make you free. The world will bring you in bondage and bring you up and caught up with the care of this life. So we came out the care of this life, but we have to be careful. If we don't, we'll be slid back in there. Because Satan, he going around seeking who all he can devour and deceive. So the world is deceived. They on the way to hell. So we have to be wise in the world. And do what Yahweh say, do the will of Yahweh. Love our brother at our neighbor as ourselves. Not love your mama and your wicked daddy and your cousin. That's where you're missing out at. But you think Yahweh don't look down on that. But see, Yahweh look down on that on all things. He see everything that he sees proud. He see everything. He see the bird pick up. He say see the bird pick up a piece of bread, a piece of crumb. So if he can see that, don't you think he see our wickedness, our hypocrisy, and all that? So we really got to be wise and do what the word says. Well, the only thing we need to do is say, Yahweh help me. So, but we got too much pride. We can't say Yahweh help me when we need it. I tell Yahweh to help me all the time. You know, because I know I need help. And you know, when I come short, I ask Yahweh to help me. I don't have that pride not to say that, because I know that I can come short. So I know if I say that Yahweh help me, then that will give me strength. They will give me strength to go over the next situation that come before me, that bombard my mind, that I can think on Yahweh, think on the goodness of Yahweh, and do what he say. Okay. And number chapter 7, 8 and 19. He said, he that speak himself seek his own honor. So that's where our hypocrisy come. We speak of ourselves, think we're higher than Yahweh. We think we know much of Yahweh. We put ourselves on a pal that Yahweh can't tell us nothing. But that's where we wrong. That's where we missing out at. But he that seek his honor that sent him, the same is true. And say, and no unrighteousness in him. No. So what he's saying, Yahweh sent his son. Right? He sent his son. And he was saying, Yahweh, by him doing that, there's no righteousness in him. Because Yahweh know what he's doing when he sent his son. He knows from the beginning, from the foundation of the earth, what he's going to do. He himself know you before you came out your mother's womb. So if he can know all that, then he can know all things that you need in this hour. So what we have to do, we don't have to search our lab and put our heart and our mind on Yahweh. And love him with all our heart and mind and soul and strength. And that way that we know that Yahweh got his eyes on us, and that we can be helped and do the thing that Yahweh intended us for to do in these time of day, these days and in this time, because the time is short. Time is short more than we think it is. We sitting there out there today, but you don't know where you don't wake up tomorrow. So you don't have to get your heart right now, lay up right now. See, the Jews, they had it wrong. See, they believe on him, but they didn't believe him. So we sitting out there, some of us sitting out there, we got it wrong. We believe on him, but we don't believe in him. Because we believe in him, we wouldn't do the thing we do. We were walking in truth and walking in light. Because you know one thing about that, if you believe in Yahweh, you don't do all you can to please him. Not inside yourself. You please yourself. Not inside please yourself, you please Yahweh. So that's where we got to mess up at. So I ask Yahweh, you know, to help me every day to do right. We can get up here and preach the word and probably bring it out better than me. But that ain't it. You got to live it. You got to walk it. You got to talk it. And you got to walk in. If you're not walking in and living and talking, it's no good. I don't care if you can speak high as a ceiling. That ain't got nothing to do with it. You got to walk and you got to talk. And you got to apply it to your life and bring forth fruit. Abundant of fruit. Not no little bit. Abundant of fruit. A fruit that is worth harvesting when time to harvest comes. Not nothing that rotten and no good and not itself the chicken or the bird don't have when they eat. But they don't have no other choice. But we got to bring forth fruit that ripe the fruit, a harvest that Yahweh will be pleased with. Not that he won't be pleased with, that he'll be pleased with. And he'll see what we've done, and he'll see the harvest. So that's what we got to do in these days. We got to bring a harvest fruit. And one thing we got to do, most of the bring a harvest fruit, we got to love one another. If we don't love one another, that's fruit too. You got to love one another. Because if you don't love one another, then we're on our way out. Because he see everything. So I help Yahweh to ask me every day. But I am on my job. That's why I read this in. I see the people on my job, and they dress like hoes or whatever. And,
yeah, that's what the
hoes say. Tight pants on, and the men with short pants and everything. But you know what? That's why it's already, because they believe better than you do. They believe the word better than you do, because I hear them talking. I mean, sometimes I just shake my head, and I say, I feel sorry for them that, you know, I know the truth. And they don't know the truth, then I said, well, it ain't intended for them to know the truth. So if it ain't intended for them to know the truth, it ain't nothing you can do for them. You can't even pray for them. But, you know, it kind of sad my lab to see that. But I shake my head, and when I shake my head, I feel so good that I have the truth, and they don't have the truth. That's why I'm saying we can have the truth. And they don't have to, but we just ignorant they are, because they ignorant to the fact. Because when they said, well, they be saying, talking to me, saying things about in religion with pants on and lipstick on and can't hardly walk. And I look at that and I say, man, you know, I say, they just deceived. But see, we are not to be deceived, because we have the truth. You know, they could come before Yahweh with a screw better than we can. Because if we can't come at school and we know the truth like we know the truth, but I know they not know come. But I think I read in the Bible where that we don't have no place to come before Yahweh with a screw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I read. I forget what. Say we not that problem. No place to come to Yahweh with a screw. But I'm just saying they have more screw come more screw than we do, because we know the truth. And we should be free from the truth, but we don't walk in it. You know, if you know, he said, Joshua, he is the light and he is the truth. So if we walk in Joshua, then we're walking in the light. But we are not walking in Joshua. That's why we're not in the light, because he's walking in the light like a light sitting up on here. If we walk in it don't carry off through. I don't care if we walk out there, it is so dark they do can't just see your hands.
Yeah,
Because he is the light. And he is the truth. No man comes to the Father but by him.
Yeah.
So I didn't mean to say all this, but I said what I say. And I asked Yahweh to help me. I just picked these verses up last night, you know, about something come up. Well, I didn't study, so but I'm going to start studying the Word. I'll be honest. Yep. When you be honest like that, then you can be helped. I'm going to start studying the Word like I should. But I just picked these verses up last night. And so, that's it. So I can be helped. Yeah. So I thank you, Yahweh, for coming up here. And I want to do y'all have joy. All this good word and good word come from the brother, from the pastor. And I want to do you have joy.
Yeah.
I'll say one thing. I'll tell you one thing. Out of all this come, the communication come up. If you don't have no joy, you won't never have none. And that's on the way you have joy. You got to walk in the truth and walk in the light, like I said. And that's on the way. And what we got to do now, out of this congregation, we got to walk in the truth and walk in the light. Because if you ain't got no joy now, you better start walking in the truth and walking in the light so you can have some. Because you might not have no chance. So that's it. All right, Pastor, I give it back over to you.
May the strength of Yah take you. May the strength of Yah rest upon us all and enrich us and bless us. I do want to anoint us all with the oil. Can I say this to us all, Elder Martin, as far as eloquent speech and all of that, he doesn't convey it like men that have the ability to articulate and understand the grammatic structure of the English grammar. But his words are much more profound because they're spoken with simplicity and honesty. You think that a man like this, that his education is limited, that Yah will put him in a position that he have confidence. That's why men say, trust no man. I know what Scripture was saying. We're ignorant. We don't know Scripture. Sha'ul said in many places, I have a message. You all need to hear it. Do I please man or the pleasing of man? Now, if Yah, a man like this, deliberately and just bodaciously honest, you think that Almighty Yahweh is going to lead this man astray, allow someone to deceive him? See, he understands honor more than most men do. No man going to tell me that's an ignorant, asinine statement. For the book was written by men. I have great confidence in Shaul. I have great confidence in Timothy. I have great confidence in Trophimus. I have great confidence in Lucas. I have great confidence in Cephas and Philip. I have great confidence in Jeshiah and Obadiah and Zephaniah. I have great confidence in what Yah. Because if he used me, I know he used them. If you use an old man like that with simple broken grammar, subject, verb, disagreement, not agreement, but it was a truth that was emphatic. It was a simple truth that even children can understand his grammar. And this arrogant boast for generation doesn't mean naked with a rat's piss because one speaks eloquent. Means nothing. As he said, we must believe in this, not just on it. Yeah, we believe on him like the Scripture says. We don't trust in him like the Scripture says. I get on this old man all the time to get up here and talk to us more. I do. I stay on him. Come on, old man. I don't care what it sounds like. I know it's the truth. It's simple. It's from a genuine heart. This old man will give me $10,000 like he would give me $10. He doesn't wait until he gets $20,000 to give me. He will give me $20. And then when he gets to $20,000, he'll give me the $20,000. He brings the offering as unto Almighty Yah, where he must have confidence in me that I will do right. This is asinine. It's stupid. I got confidence in my wife. She will not leave me. I believe that. I got confidence she will not commit adultery on me. I believe that. I believe that. Don't even come to me and tell me she did if you saw her naked. Don't even come and tell me that. You can see her naked with another man. Don't come tell me that. Because you are not the woman that they brought before Yeshua. She was caught in the act. She was caught doing the thing. She was caught. They literally saw her. So you don't even tell me. I got confidence. I got confidence in an old man that he will never do me wrong. I got confidence in that. Something is wrong when we don't have that kind of confidence in each other. I believe that he will battle with me. I believe he will stand with me. I believe if the enemy encroach upon me, he's going to stand with me. So we've been taught this lie from Christendom. We don't have that because we're corrupt. We think everyone is corrupt like us. There are some men of honest and integrity and decency. There are women that are sincere and devoted unto Yah. He never told us that. Nowhere. No, we don't trust in the arm of the flesh because when a man speaks, he speaks by the Ru'ah of Yah. The Sha'u speak by the Ru'ah of Yah. Were these men that were Kadosh, were they set apart? Did they write unto us as they were moved on by the Ru'ah? You think that I don't get up and move and be moved by the Ru'ah? You think that brothers, when they get up, they're not moved on by the Ru'ah? Come on, brothers and sisters. I bless you, old man. It was simple. The grammar was broken. But it was the highlight of all. We can get up and talk all we want to. If we don't trust in that. If we're not walking in him, we have nothing. That is the summation of it all. Period. I don't care how much Hebrew one speaks and Pastor Roberts uses a hagma and all. It means nothing at all. Unless the power that is in us, and it must be that way. Hallelujah. Almost like a childlike spirit, wasn't it? Microphone held here, you couldn't hardly hear him. You had to give attentively your ears. You think that Yah, he does all things for purpose. We are boastful, arrogant, beastly people. He does all things for a purpose that you have to scratch your ears. Yeah. See, he taught us even in that little band our attentiveness and how our ability is to give our ear and our heart over. I heard what you said, oh man. I did. There's one thing he's blessed me, and that's blessed me to listen. And I bless him for that. He wants to bless you young men to listen too. Listen. I want to read a few things. We're going to have a song that I'm going to anoint us. We're going to eat after this. Is the food ready? Three. We always eat this way after Shabbat. This is a Shabbat, so we might as well. Hallelujah. I want to read a few things before I have them come sing. Now we're going to have the young ones this time. We're not going to have them. We have the older ones. All right. We got to set all the mics up. All right. I want to read a few things before we close, all right? This is from the book of Sirach. Now, the next time you all at the mall, you stop at the bookstore and tell them you want to purchase the book of Sirach. I mean, the book of the Apocrypha. Well, many times they have it in the Septuagint, and that means the 70, or that name comes from the Greek word Septuagint, whereby it means that it was the 70 Arabic men that interpret the Tanakh. But the Apocrypha, the book of wisdom. It says this, the sons of Sirach. I want you to hear this. And this, I'm going to read it all because this is going to be a summation of dealing with everything in our lives, every situation, everything. Please just hear it, all right? So the next time, instead of buying cookies, and candy, and junk food, buy the Apocrypha. Well, I don't have money, lad. You spend $20 in cookies and things to satisfy your sweet tooth, all right? Hallelujah. All right. It says in Sirach. I'm not going to tell you where it's at. I will read it. And it has the essence of truth, everything I will read. The wisdom of the sons of Sirach. He who loves his son will whip him often. Yah corrects his children. In order that he may rejoice in the way they turn out, he wants us to turn out right. He who disciplines his son will profit by him and will boast of him among his acquaintance. He who teaches his son will make him enemies envious. When a man teaches his son, even his enemies are envious of him. You see a child that's disciplined, then ones that whose children are not disciplined, they're upset with the parent because they're teaching them and they're envious. And will esteem him in the presence of friend. He will lift up his son in the presence of his friend, his daughter. The father may die, And yet he is not dead. For he has left behind him one like unto himself. You don't want to leave him to the world. The world raised him. He will rejoice because he knows that his daughter, is like him. While alive, he saw and rejoiced. He looked at his son and said, man, what a wonderful child. And when he died, he was not grieved. He was not concerned whether they or how they were going to turn out. He has left behind him an avenger against his enemies and one to repay the kindness of his friend. One that will refute the enemy and one will be gentle unto the friends of the heart. He knows what is in the son. He who spoiled his son will bind up his wounds. And his feelings will be troubled at every cry. The one that does not correct him betime, there will be trouble at all of their emotions. A horse that is untamed turns out to be stubborn. A son restrained turns out to be willful. Pamper a child and he will frighten you. Play with him and he will give you grief. He says in Sirach, do not laugh with him. The little boys, you don't play with him and have laughter with him. Do not laugh with him, lest you have sorrow with him. And in the end, he will gnash your teeth. He will cause you to grind your teeth. Give him no authority in his youth, and do not ignore his error. Bow down his neck in his youth, and beat his side while he is young, lest he become stubborn and disobedient to you. And you have sorrow of soul from him. Discipline your son and take pains with him that you may not be offended at his shamelessness. Better off is a poor man who is well and strong in constitution than a rich man who is severely afflicted in his body. Health and soundness are better than all gold and a robust body than countless riches. There is no wealth better than the health of the body, and there is no gladness above the joy of the love. Death is better than a miserable life, and the eternal must rest with chronic sickness. Good things, tough things poured out upon a mouth that is closed is like offering food on the place of a grave. Of what use to an idol is an offering of fruit? For he cannot either eat it nor smell it. So is he who is afflicted by Almighty Yahweh. He sees with his eyes and he groans like an eunuch who embraced a maiden and groaned. Do not give yourself over to sorrows and do not afflict yourself deliberately. Gladness of love is the life of man. And rejoicing of a man is length of days. When a man has the gladness of life, when a man rejoices, it produces life in his years, and his days are lengthened. Wakefulness over wealth wastes one flesh, and anxiety above it removes sleep. Wakefulness, anxiety prevents slumber, and a severe illness carries off sleep. The rich man toils as his wealth accumulates. And when he rests, he fills himself with dainties. The poor man toils as his livelihood diminishes. And when he rests, he becomes needy. He who loves gold will not be justified. He who pursues money will be led astray by it. Many have come to ruins because of gold and money. And their destruction has met them face to face. It is a stumbling block to those who are devoted to it. And every fool will be taken captive by money and riches. Blessed is the rich man who is found blameless. And who does not go after gold. Who is he? And we will call him blessed. For he has done wonderful things among the people. Who has been tested by it and been found perfect? Let it be for him a ground of boasting. Who has had power to transgress and did not transgress, and to do evil and did not do it? His prosperity will be established, And the assembly will relate his acts of love or charity. Are you seated at the table of a great man? Do not be greedy at it. Do not say, there is certainly much upon it. Remember that a greedy eye is a bad thing. What has been created more greedy than the eye? Therefore it shed tears from every face. Do not reach your hand for everything you see, and do not crowd your neighbor at the dish. Judge your neighbor's feelings by your own, and in every matter be thoughtful. Eat like a human being what is set before you, and do not too greedily, lest you be hated. Be the first to stop eating for the sake of good manners, and do not be insatiable, lest you give offense. If you are seated among many people, do not reach over your hand before they do. How apt is a little for a well-disciplined man? He does not breathe heavily upon his bed. Healthy sleep depends on moderate eating. He rises early. He feels fit. But the stress of sleeplessness and nausea and colic are with the glutton. If you are overstuffed with food, get up in the middle of the meal and you will have relief. Listen to me, my son. Do not disregard me. Do not disregard what I say. And in the end, you will appreciate my words. In all your work, be industrious, and no sickness will overtake you. Men will praise the one who is liberal with food, and their testimony to the excellence of is trustworthy. The city will complain of one who is niggardly with food, and their testimony of his niggardliness is accurate. Speak, young man, if there is a need of you to speak, but no more than twice, and only if you are asked. Speak concisely, say much in a few words, and be as one that knows and yet that holds his tongue. Among the great, do not act as their equal, and when another is speaking, do not babble, do not interfere. Lightning speeds before the thunder, and approval proceeds from a modest man. Leave in tough time and do not be the last. Go home quickly and do not linger. Amuse yourself thereof and do what you have in mind, but do not sin through your proud speech. And for these things, bless him who made you satisfied with the tough gifts. He who fears Yahweh will accept his discipline, and those who rise up early will seek his favor. He who seeks the Torah will be filled with it, but a hypocrite will stumble at it. Those who fear Yahweh will form true mishpatim, and like a light, they will kindle tzaddik or righteous deeds. A sinful man will shun reproof and find a decision according to his liking. A man of judgment will not overlook an idea, and an insolent and proud man will cower in fear. Do nothing without deliberation, and when you have acted, do not regret it. Do not go on the path full of hazards, and do not stumble over stony ground. Do not be overconfident on a smooth way. And give tough heed to your path, the way you walk. Guard yourself in every act. For in this or this is the keeping of the mitzvah, the commands of Yahweh. He who believes the Torah give heed to the mitzvah. And he who trusts in Yahweh will not suffer loss. No evil will befall the man who fears Yahweh. But in the trials he will deliver him again and again. A wise man will not hate the Torah, but he who is hypocritical about it is like a boat in a storm. A man of understanding will trust the Torah. For him the Torah is as dependable as the inquiry of the means of Urim. Prepare. Listen to what I say. And this, thus you will be heard. Bind them together, the instructions of Yahweh, and He will give you answer to all things. And so this is simply a truth of wisdom that is the summation of this whole thing, that it deals with every aspect of our lives, everything. Our families, the raising of one another, our actions, our attitudes. It deals with everything. It deals with the young, the old. It deals with all of that. I say to my young brothers often, I will say to them, it was one thing under even the Torah of elderly men. A young man was very deliberate when he spoke and he was quiet. He did not just talk. I watched the little kids that they have learned this corruption from the world. They will walk up to adults and they just, we did not learn that. That was the Torah. That was a discipline. That's why you don't laugh with children and play with them. No. I tell you what, play with one and start playing and watch. They'll end up spitting on you and doing every kind of thing it is. Yah knows what He's doing when He teaches us. They will do all. They will spit on you. They will mock you. They will. I've always said if I had sons, they will never be my best friends. No. They will be my sons. That's why when the man is dead, that a man that raises his son, even when he's dead, the father is still with him. There are men that in one place it says in the Apocrypha that a man of strong constitution is greater than a man of great riches. That is simply saying a man of strength and that has the constitution of Yahweh. He has more wealth than a man that owns this building full of gold and silver. So constitution means more than wealth or anything. It means a great wealth. So a man lays that down to his son, that his son is reared in the fear and the nurturing of Almighty Yahweh. He will grow up as a mature, strong man of virtue and strength. Same thing with the daughter, as the mother raises them to cry out unto Yahweh and the disciplines of Almighty Yahweh. We have time for everything but what Yah commands us to do. We have time to do folly and silliness, but when it comes to raise them in the fear of Yah, we don't have time for that. And He intends for us to do that. Even in this example, it teaches us how to eat, what causes our problems upon our beds, why our sleep is not appropriate, is not proper. The book deals with all of that. We just don't like how it speaks to us and what it tells us about ourselves. You know that word niggardly, it is an antiquated word, but it has to do with the follies of gluttony and greediness and stupidity. It tells us how to eat, how to prepare our homes, how to prepare our house, how to prepare the riches of Yah. It tells us just in those little verses I read in Shirach. So the next time, instead of spending money on cookies, buy the book, all right? Come on, you all, and sing, and then I'm going to anoint us, and we're going to dismiss. Come on, move with some fire under your feet. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what I want to sing. I know what you all want. I want Brother Charles to sing that song, the one he sings. You know the one I'm talking about, Brother Charles? Not the one with the other sisters, with everyone. Okay, sing that song. You all know the one? I like that. This is for you all that are listening here today. We bless you all. May Yah enrich you all. Hallelujah. As we go from this place, you that are listening by the live stream, Yah barak you today. May He strengthen you all where you're listening from. May Shalom fill your life. All right, hallelujah.
Por la paz.
it will
ever be.
Oh soul, why are you cast down? And why are you disquieted within? Hope thou in Yah, who is the helper of our soul. In him we'll put our trust.
Come on, sing that again, Brother Charles. Come on, sing it again. Come on, yes. Come on, Yahweh, we'll wash you our tears. Come on.
He's gonna wipe our tears.
Come on, lift your hands and shout hallelujah. Come on and shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to ask you to come. I want to anoint the house with the oil of gladness. Often says, as he's been here, of course we hate to see things come to a conclusion, but we know that Yah has orchestrated in the midst of Israel the profoundness of his visibility. He has made himself known. And it's not by our feelings how we feel in doing things, it's by the power of his truth. I do want to say to us all that, as I spoke with some of the brothers already with anticipation for the next feast, as we look forward to those great things. And I know Yah is going to bless mightily in the coming days to come, in our homes, our lives. Also next year we're going to have a tremendous, what we call a Messianic Torah conference. We're going to begin the first one there in Atlanta. Brother Ricky and Pastor Hunter, they're all ready. And Sister Hunter, I want them to get on things, that we may prepare for that. We may have this great gathering and people coming from different parts of the United States. And I certainly will promote that mightily as we go live on the broadcast. Sister Hawken is down there in Jamaica with no one. She lives in a little room off of a house. She grows her own food. She has a tenderness that is genuine. Now we see the people of Yahweh. in need. We shut our bowels of compassion. Don't tell me. The Ahavavyas in you. If we are so concerned about our little corrupt needs. And the sister, her letters are just precious. Yah's will, I will send brothers down to preach there. To strengthen the small few that are there. Was Shaul concerned? Did he send Timotheus? Did he send Tychius? Sure he did. Onesiphorus, Trophimus. He sent Erastus. He sent those brothers. And so that's why, brothers, you must prepare. When you go, you must bring forth a word of life. Great strength. It's not about your emotions or your feelings or this natural movement. It's about the word of Yah coming forth with demonstration and power, that the word of Yahweh cuts and it pierces, and the heart is open that the seed may be sown. Unless the stony ground, someone brought that out. How the stone, I think Brother David, and our hearts are that way. That's some ground we got over here, that stuff is hard as concrete. You got to plow that. You got to continue to plow that. So you must have a word that is of the fire and the anointing of Yah, that it cut down to the depths of one's level, and the ground becomes pliable that you can sow the seed of life. You wives that may travel with these brothers, you must prepare your mind. Prepare yourself spiritually and physically and mentally. You must be a representation of the body. It's fullness, it's power, it's strength, it's maturity. It has to be. I don't make many friends, but that's all right. No song we used to sing, what a friend I have. I know what we used to sing, but it's still applicable. What a friend I have in Yahshua. He is my friend. Hallelujah. And Yah has given us much. To whom much is given, much is required. He requires much of us. We cannot shut our bowels of compassion. And so we must deliver unto those that are poor the message of HaMashiach. And the message of the coming kingdom of Almighty Yahweh. For that shall cause a man's lamp to delight. And he shall be strong with great confidence in Yahweh. So we shall go from this place refreshed in the comfort of Yah with a great rejoicing. As we look for the time of plowing and seed sowing, that we may come again in this place. Next year, Tabernacle will be greater than this year. And the gathering we're going to have in Atlanta, the Messianic. Yeah, I know how that they have polluted that words. But we are true followers of Messiah, are we not? Messianic Torah convocation. Hallelujah. And what a prime place to begin it right there in Atlanta. And every year we'll be in a different place. That we will go and declare the truth and have men that have great understanding of different subjects and things like that. Hallelujah. So it'll be after Tabernacles next year, maybe November. Hallelujah. May Yah bless you all. Whoever you're listening from, you that are gathered with us today, we do bless you all. May the strength of Yah, as we look with great anticipation for the coming of His HaMashiach. There's no other reason to live. We have no life unless we are in this truth. Walk in the way, not on the way. We walk in the way. As we come to the light of this truth, we go in the way that leads unto eternal life. May Yah strengthen us all. May we go in the fellowship of the Ruach of Yahshua and the kindness that He has shown us all, one toward another. And may it be genuine, not superficial. You see your brother or sister sin. You that love them, you tell them. Even to their hurt, you tell them. Show them their sin. And they may rejoice with the same rejoicings that you rejoice with the same fervor of gladness. If I sin, tell me, please. Please tell me. I want to do right. I don't want to be a phony. And I don't want to be a hypocrite. I will not abuse the people of Yah. I will tell you the truth, but I will not let you run over me either. Hallelujah. May Yah strengthen us all. Bless you all. May His fullness fill you with great delight. Come on and sing our song, all right? Hallelujah. Come on, you all. Everybody's gone, isn't it? That's all right. Come on. Your hands and say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh yes. We do delight in all that you grant unto Israel. Feed your people Yahweh. We may be strong. We may be warriors to battle for the kingdom purpose. For we shall press on from this day toward the mark and the high calling in Yeshua. We have fallen short during this growing season. We do Barak you. for the enlightenment and understanding of the simplicity of your truth as you have spoken unto Israel. And the power of Yahshua. For without Yahshua there is no voice unto Israel. So speak to us continuously. Let us have ear to hear what Yahshua speaks and says to Israel. Again, touch Mother Fields and Sister Renee mightily. I do pray for Pastor Person there in Chicago, his wife, Sister Mary, their family, all those that are listening. Touch them in a mighty way and strengthen. As we journey to our homes, fellowship, and the dining facility, as the season comes to a close, as it shall be over at this eve, help us to be fat and to love you and to sing with great rejoicing. And I, we said we were glad when they said, let us go into the Pyats, the tabernacle of Yah. So we have been blessed on this week. We have been glad. We told you, Yah, that we could offer up the super praise offerings, our hands, come into your Pyat, your presence. Press beyond our flesh and to press into that spiritual realm. Bless Israel. We gather and pray for the shalom of Jerusalem. For we shall bless Jerusalem. For they that bless Jerusalem shall prosper. And we bless you that we've been born from above by the motherly Jerusalem. Give us strength, understanding, wisdom, passion, concern, and a hunger above all for you. And that equal with our brothers and our sisters, that we will be kindly affectionate, no resolution, but it's how that you have transformed our life, that we shall be committed to the safeguard and keeping of what you command Israel. We barak you this day. Watch over us all and give us rest and fellowship this day. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Shalom Israel.